Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Shoving Wilco podcast. I'm your host, Todd Rossnagel. Thank you for joining us here on the pod, and thank you for participating in the all-time indisputable, totally your own opinion, greatest songs of Wilco bracket that we launched a couple of weeks ago, and that's the focus of today's episode. Joining me once again is my good friend and bracketologist himself, Tim Arnold. Tim, welcome back to the pod.
Thank you, Todd. I'm just stunned by the new line on my CV, I guess. Bracketologist.
Yes, it is.
But I think what we'll see is that March Madness reigns supreme even in the world of Wilco. I don't want to get terribly into it, Todd, and you know why, but the real live basketball bracket has once again become March Sadness.
We will talk about the Wilco bracket and not the real bracket, as Tim's beloved Auburn Tigers fell in the second round to the Yale Bulldogs. But that's enough. We're going to leave that alone, and we're pouring our energy into the Wilco bracket. And Tim, when we launched this, in our last episode, we talked about how you kind of came up with the bracket, and you came under some criticism. You've also been praised for some of your picks. I think we are both kind of leaning and learning what it's like to poke the Wilco fan base, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, the biggest and most important takeaway is that people care, and people know we're having fun, and people, even with their criticism, I think are having fun. And they're absolutely right. Every single one of you are right, because, even more than some, malarkey eye test in a playoff selection bracket, this stuff is so super subjective. And as we get into it, we'll see. My theory is different people came at Wilco in different moments, and that first Wilco record probably is very dear to a lot of people. And I think it influences, which facet of Wilco is your favorite. Is it the sort of folky Americana? Is it the experimental jam band? Is it the soft, all the soft and pretty stuff? This is a complex discography, and there's a lot of really, really great songs, and it's hard to put any darling against another.
Well, it's also, as we said earlier, a testament to the strength of Wilco and the strength of Wilco's discography. All right, let's get into the Sweet 16. We're halfway through, Tim. Sweet 16 songs, region by region. You can think of it this way. There's sort of a final four for each of the regions that Tim just mentioned, which is how we kind of broke down the discography. We start in the early region, Via Chicago versus I'm Always in Love. The 3 seed, California Stars versus A Shot in the Arm. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Via Chicago. Via Chicago upset the number 1 seed, Misunderstood.
Stunning. Stunning. Heartbreaking for Todd.
I dreamed about killing you again last night, and it felt all right to me.
It was heartbreaking for me. I got a few text messages yesterday that said that we should not be calling this a huge upset, that Via Chicago
So there you go. It's
Everybody
true, but this opinion. Let's just stop right here for a second and say this brings up this brings up the argument or the part of this band, which is their discography and the songs that exist on the records. And then their live performance, because Via Chicago is a great song. Summer Teeth, a great album. But I think what it has become in the live set and the performance aspect of Via Chicago, that seeing them live adds what, was already there on record, the sort of noisy breaks in there were phenomenal composition. But seeing it live and what we've called the kitchen sink that they just throw at you, the cacophony, while Jeff and John hold down just a very mellow kind of acoustic song under it. But everybody else, Nels, Glenn, Pat, Michael, they're all just throwing everything they've got into the noise that breaks again into this sort of soft silence. And it's that change that makes it so dynamic live. And I think, of course, Misunderstood has a lot of the same aspects to it. So they really, I guess they really did kind of go head to head, and Via Chicago comes out on top.
Barely. But Via Chicago does pull out the win. Let's move to the Golden Region. The number one seed here, I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. Over 95% of the vote in each of its matchups. A very, very strong one seed. I'm Trying to Break Your Heart will be going up against the four seed, Jesus, etc. And as the insiders would say, the Golden Region was all chalk. The number two seed is now going up against the number three seed, Handshake Drugs. So one, two, three, and four get through the Golden Region. The DBPM region, it is the one wing, the one seed versus Whole Love. And the number two seed, One Sunday Morning, will be going up against Art of Almost. And in the Cruel Country region, it's Cousin versus Love Is Everywhere, Bird Without a Tail versus Country Song Upside Down. So there you have it. There are your Sweet 16 Wilco songs by region. And, you know, things got really interesting, Tim, in the second round. Obviously, we mentioned Misunderstood, the one seed going down. Another one seed that went down was Meant to Be. We talked about it in the previous podcast, perhaps Prisoner of the Moment with that seeding. But I think we both understood. We think that's a great song. We think it will age very well in the Wilco discography. But Love Is Everywhere, you know, it loses to Love Is Everywhere. But here's the thing. It lost to a song on an album that, you know, Ode to Joy is just sort of forgotten by some. But Love Is Everywhere is a great song, and it beat Meant to Be.
Yeah, it's a really great song. And that is a surprise. And I wonder if, you know, like we said, the recency bias puts Meant to Be in the forefront of our minds. And I agree with you. I mean, this is sort of a shallow region in that a lot of what's here is the most recent album and the double album of Cruel Country. Yeah. And then the other one on there is Ode to Joy. And it's testament to that one has stuck with people. That album came out of, you know, our COVID experience. And Jeff's talked about it as a songwriter, but we've all lived with those songs in that period. And I saw him in Birmingham, Alabama on that tour. And it was a really moving concert in a different kind of way, you know, in a sad kind of way. No, not really. I just couldn't leave that one laying there. But I think what's interesting most to me in this Cruel Cousin region is that in every matchup of the second round, Cousin held its head up high. Infinite Surprise, Sunlight Ends, Cousin, and Meant to Be. And only Cousin survives to the Sweet 16. I could
I want to go back for just a moment to the DBPM region because there's a fascinating matchup in that region. One Sunday Morning versus Art of Almost. You talk about songs that are just complete opposite of one another. It's going to be interesting to see how the community votes. One Sunday Morning versus Art of Almost.
Yeah, I think you're right. These songs in the entire discography almost couldn't be more different.
Outside, I look lived in, like the moon's in a shrine.
And here they are matched up, and I honestly not sure which one to vote for. What's your favorite? You know, What was most special to you at the time? It was new. Of course, Art of Almost being the leadoff single from A Whole Love, and One Sunny Morning being the last one. So it's an interesting matchup. And even going back to the early region, I saw things like She's a Jar and Shot in the Arm, both off Summer Teeth, and stylistically very similar songs. And Shot in the Arm wins that one, and it's honestly not a surprise. She's a Jar is a great, great song, but especially when we go back to talking about live performances, a lot of people have been deeply moved by the live shows and where Shot in the Arm sits in that.
Tim, we've alluded to it here in the first part of this podcast. We've had so much feedback, fan interaction. We really appreciate it. We have gotten a lot of feedback on the Facebook group, A Shot in the Arm. So huge shout out to that entire group. I know you've been posting things on the Via Chicago message boards. A huge shout out to that community as well. I'm just going to go through some of the comments. John Williams, I do not believe it's the same John Williams from the soundtrack fame. He said, at least that's what you said, should have been a number one seed. Probably, John.
Look, and it had to go up against Spiders in the first round. I think At Least That's What You Said is one of their best songs. It is rock opera, and it is unique in the discography, and it is something that just commands volume every time you listen.
Daniel Hammer was upset that Company in My Back didn't make the tournament. Carla Fino said the entire bracket is invalid because Theologians wasn't in the tournament. And I remember seeing her comment and going, she's right. Yeah. Theologians didn't make the cut. There's so many songs that, again, it's just a testament to the discography and the wonderful choices that we have when it comes to Wilco.
Yeah, there's 200 songs that were sort of canonized by this podcast as its discography. And, you know, only 16 in each region. That's really tough to do.
Paul Schmitz, we really appreciate your email. He was stunned that Sunken Treasure didn't make it, and he shared a lot of really good information with us. So, Paul, thank you for the shout-out. And then Matthew Zimmer, he reached out to us. He was the guy in our last episode. We talked about how this is not the first time that there has been a Wilco bracket of songs. Matthew did this experiment about 2 years ago on Facebook, a few Facebook polls. And so we reached out to Matt after he contacted us, and we wanted to kind of get his insight on the experience. And it was interesting what Matthew said, because he did the same thing with Wilco. He also did with the Replacements fan base. And it's interesting how the experience with the Replacements was very different than the experience with the Wilco fan base. Here's his message that he left for us.
The Replacements fans were all into it. They thought it was great. It was cool. Maybe it was a tough choice. The Wilco side was completely different. Don't get me wrong, ton of cool people, but so many, you know, Wilco is art. Who says what is best? Who says what is better? All of that kind of back and forth in that. So everything that's posted on the Wilco fan group comes with some level of criticism, scrutiny, but overall it's a pretty cool fan group that I'm super proud to be a part of. They're my favorite band in the world. I do think it is really cool to kind of see, especially a band like Wilco with as long as trajectory as it's had, on how the songs over time have been. And I'll still say this to this day, as much as every song I liked when Via Chicago in the bracket that I did won, I think that's the deserving song. I think that's the quintessential kind of who is Wilco. Proud that one kind of came out on the poll that I did, and obviously following you guys and see what you guys are doing.
Thank you, Matthew. We really appreciate the voicemail, and we appreciate his work 2 years ago. And Tim, he alluded to it there. The Wilco crowd is tough. You know, we care. Everybody cares about this wonderful band.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, even in our conversation with John Stewart, he mentioned it. And his conversation was funny. His remembrance was, you know, commenting on something. I don't remember the topic. And being rebuffed by a Wilco fan. And it reminds me, what, Charlie Chaplin placed second in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike contest?
That's right. You know, that's great.
If John Stewart is not an authority on Wilco, who is?
All right, we're going to leave it there, Tim. This is halftime of the bracket. We just wanted to jump in and do a quick pulse check, if you will, of the bracket.
Almost a TV timeout.
Yeah, this is the TV timeout. We will update the winner of this, and of course, we all know that all Wilco songs are winners. Make sure that you follow us on our Instagram page. That is where we post the most. Shoving Wilco on Instagram, and of course, we'll be in some of the forums and some of the chat rooms on the Book of Faces. Look for the final four, and remember, your vote counts. That's the way these songs progress through. So if you get a chance right now, head to shovingwilco.com to vote and continue to vote as we go through the final four. Tim, this has been a lot of fun. Looking forward to the next couple of rounds.
Yeah, I think the final four is going to be really telling on what our favorite songs are. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun. I encourage people to hit the phone line on the podcast page and, like, tell us what you think, because the conversation is really the most part. It doesn't matter what song's on top. It's just talking about our favorite songs.
Absolutely.
And our favorite band.
That's right. Well, thanks for joining us at home, everyone. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to go to our website, shovingwilco.com. The link to the bracket is in the show notes of this episode, as is the voicemail telephone number if you have an opinion. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day, everyone.